Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Ali, and we're coming to you for the very first time on this podcast with Metaphysically Speaking. I understand a lot of people are having some difficult times, some challenging times, some very, very rough experiences. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's all because you have not been told the rules of the game, and I'm going to share them with you. I'm going to help you to understand why you're going through such experiences. And it all deals with what you choose to believe. You see, your belief is like graphene, or is it graphite? I think it's graphene. It's the most strongest substance known. And our beliefs are just like that. It is the most strongest, the most powerful thing in our life, what we choose to believe. And we can believe something that we see as being true, but for anyone else, you got to remember now, our realities are individual, just simply superimposed. So whatever you choose to believe is true for you in your reality, as is for anyone else in theirs. What we're going to talk about for a few minutes here is natural self-hypnosis. And if you will allow me, I'm going to read you a missive to help you understand that you create your environment. You look through the lenses of your beliefs to determine what your environment will reflect back to you. Just understanding this law alone will help you to understand that what you put out through what you believe is what you're going to get back, reflected physically, materialized, physicalized in your reality so that you can experience it. Let's get on with the reading. Natural self-hypnosis. The reality in which we live consists of laws that govern and sustains its construct. In this, as in all other realms, creation operates in precise order and with total obedience and respect to these eternal forces. Whosoever discovers such knowledge or directives will inevitably ascend or gain a greater ability over one's own vastly powerful true self. One such law is natural self-hypnosis. This third dimensional duality is an illusion. It is a holographic display of digital energy interpretations being reflected back in a manifested physical form of your deepest and greatest beliefs. In this realm, whatsoever you choose to believe, the forces that be will consciously create a self-perpetuating system of support in order to sustain that belief. Now, I hope you got that. Let me read it again. In this realm, whatsoever you choose to believe, the forces that be will consciously create a self-perpetuating system of support in order to sustain that belief. This is why you should never argue, because everyone is right within their own chosen belief, within their own reality. Now, some people believe in their shamans, priests, witch doctors, voodoo, sorceress, wizards, ceremonial body decorating and painting, ritualistic dances and chanting, with the eating of various plants and animals, bathes or baths in smoke, mixed solutions, mud or water, etc., while believing such practices will ward off evil and sickness, thus bringing the happiness they desire and the much needed healing they seek. All right. Now, here is what some other people believe. While others, so-called more sophisticated thinkers, believe in preachers, bishops, elders, modern doctors, nutritionists, chiropractors, herbalists, ceremonial dressing and gowns for ritualistic procedures called examinations, with the eating of deadly chemical prescriptions, psychotropic drugs, baths in poisonous radiation treatments, etc., while believing such practices will save them from contracting bad health and bring the homeostasis they desire and the much needed heaven they seek. All belief is self-hypnotic, whether it is true for anyone else or not. It is what governs and manifests from moment to moment your experiential existence in this third dimensional illusional duality. Life has no inherent meaning, and no one else can give your meaning of life to you. You determine the meaning your life has manifested. It is through what you choose to buy into as the greatest, most revealing thing you believe your life can be. Of course, this is only my perspective, nothing more and nothing less. So people, what I really want you to understand, what I want you to grasp from this little short introduction to Metaphysically Speaking, is that you have the power to create your own reality. You're the one that's in charge. You're the one to decide what you will experience every moment, every minute, every hour, every day in your life. Don't take for granted definition, the meaning that you apply to every experience you have. And we'll be back later for another episode of Metaphysically Speaking.